The county council starts with a work session at 3:20 p.m. at the Colville Courthouse. The council is getting a financial update for the first quarter of the year. Among other items, Finance Officer Matt Levitt is reporting that tax revenues are up over 13% for the same time last year. County Manager Bob Jasper said that's likely due to a couple of factors.
Our revenue stream is what they call, the economists call, elastic. It goes up and down with the economy, and we got clobbered during the recession, and it is bouncing back like crazy now. Further, your listeners might remember that it turned out the State Tax Commission was collecting monies out in the basin, giving them to Park City, and so that error's been corrected. So it is mostly the bouncing back of the economy, and it is partly just the change in the allocation of collections.
Next up, the council will discuss three proposed executive order changes on financing. Among them, there would be a minimum fund balance set for the general, municipal, and assessing and collecting funds. And a tentative budget for a coming year would also have projected budgets for 3 years out. Jasper said those are recommendations from their finance committee.
The council formed a finance committee to help the county look at what we're doing and how we're doing it. We had the auditor and the treasurer and a couple council people, and we also had two private sector people, Mike Washington and Dave Anderson, who were, you know, I asked Dave at one point when I was interviewing for this, did he have any public sector experience? And he said, well, he says, I helped the country of Argentina out of bankruptcy, and I helped Hong Kong. Both of them brought an amazing amount of knowledge, private sector knowledge, to our operations.
He said the new policies will give the county a good idea of where they're at with the budget.
Another of it is we need to look at the county's budget, not just year by year as required by statute. We need to model and look out several years. So decisions we make in year one, what's the impact 3 or 4 years down the line? And the executive orders suggested talk about multi-year forecasting and revenues and modeling, etc. It talks about not letting the county budget fall below a certain minimum fund balance. You know, when I got here, we were a negative. We were in the hole, which is illegal. There's several recommendations and more to come as we implement, but the concept is to have a more stable county budget, to look out longer term, to set some policies regarding how far we will let our fund balances go.
As part of their regular session, starting at 5 p.m., the council will consider the disposal of money and other unclaimed assets in the sheriff's evidence room.
There's some strings in terms of how the state makes us deal with the money, and the sheriff has requested that the money be used to purchase new and additional bulletproof vests. They've made a variety of efforts to contact the people that where the assets are sitting, or in terms of who owns them. Without success, I don't know. It's the council's call. It will be the council's appropriation. I think it's probably a legitimate one, but maybe it could wait till budget also, because we like to look at everything comprehensively during budget. I think by a certain date, you're allowed to dispose of the, and that's where we're at now. And the sheriff has come forward and said, we want to dispose it, and we'd like to keep the proceeds for bulletproof vests.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.